Well, so we're beginning today, Meretz Hashem, on Yud Beis Madalef, about 16 lines down from the top. So Tznan. How you both can also be Sheva Chakiros. So the Rabbi was talking about how they would cross-examine the witnesses. So they would ask them 7 questions. Be'ez HaShavua, what time? Now, Shavua in this context means like the 7-year period. What year in the 7-year Shemitah cycle did you see the event occur? Be'ez HaShana, which year? Be'ez HaChodesh, which month? Be'kama B'Kodesh, which day of the month? Be'ez HaYom, which day of the week? Be'ez HaShah, what time? Be'ez HaMakom, in what place? The Gemara says, Utsinan, we learn, Ma'abin Chakiras L'Bdikos. So those are the Chakiras. Those are the Chakiras. There's also something called Bedikos. What's there between a Bedika and a Chakira? So the Chakiras are like the core questions. The Bedika are the additional questions. What's the fundamental difference? Chakiras, Amar Echal Me'am Eni Odea, Edu Sametela. By Chakiras, if one of the witnesses said, I don't know, in other words, if one of the witnesses said, I don't know, to one of the 7 previously mentioned questions, ultimately, again, the Eidos is batal. Bedikos, I feel the Shneim Omri Einan Yodim Eidos and Kaimus. By the supplemental questions, even if they both don't know, the testimony could still stand. Ba'adinon Ba, the Gemara says, I don't understand. We ask, Maishno Chakiros and Maishno Bedikos, what's the difference in Chakiros and Bedikos? In other words, why is it that, let's say for Chakiras, they have to get all the questions right, or the Eidos is batal, versus Bedikos, they could even get all the questions wrong? To which the Gemara of Arminon, Chakiros, Amar Echmem, Eni Odea, Eidos, Sametela, Tavela, Eidos, Yata, Yochal, Azima. Bedikos, Eidos, Yata, Yochal, Azima. Here's the difference. The difference is the first 7 questions establish the time and place. If they don't have to get the time and place right, that means that it is a testimony that is not subject to hazama. Hazama means, remember, hazama is the process where witnesses come along and they say, you could not have possibly seen what you claim to have seen because you were with us at that particular time and date. So if the witnesses are not obligated to provide time and date, then by definition, they can never be proven to be edim zomimin. V'amrit toy inish kol yahai chakiros de'ez ha'shanami edo sh'yachal azimai tarmim yutekatoy. But again, as we said in yesterday's daf, that if halach l'maisu, we assume that people do make some level of mistake when it comes to timing, so then ultimately, again, even when it comes to chakiras, even in terms of time, why can't, you know, if there's the possibility for a mistake, right? If we assume that people aren't exact, so how can witnesses ever be subject to hazama? To which the ones of the adina luhu kulei ta'osayu. Again, what we do is when taking into account, when discussing or when accepting their edos, we take into account the full range of what time they may be describing. The mayor, yavina lemitchila shav yishan atzov chamish. So ultimately, in Rabbi Meir, we go ahead and we give them from the beginning of the first hour to the end of the 5th hour, because that's the range in which the witnesses can make a mistake with each other. The truth is, we could even back it up a little bit. People don't make a mistake between day and night. But Rabbi Yehuda, ultimately, again, we get them from the beginning of the first hour to the end of the 6th hour. You might have thought that we should ultimately, again, give them more time. People don't make a mistake between day and night. And ultimately, again, we should go ahead and give them more time ahead. But again, between the 5th and the 7th hour already, the position of the sun is different. So Tanan, Ramirez says, Ochlin kol chamish, v'savim t'chila shesh. So we go to eat chamish the entire 5th hour. We burn the chamish on the 6th hour. Rabbi Huda says, Ochlin kol arba, tolin kol chamish, v'savim t'chila shesh. Rabbi Huda says, you can eat until the 4th hour, end of the 4th hour. Tolin, which means we suspend it. You can't eat it, but you can get hana during the 5th hour. And we burn it during the 6th hour. La baye ali b'dra. Rabbi Meir, the Amar in Adam Tov Lo Klum, Mechol Kolishis. So according to Abaye, it's in the Rabbi Meir that a person is exact with their time. So why is there a need for a buffer at all? Just go ahead and let a person go ahead and eat the entire 6th hour. Literally, again, right up until the time that chametz becomes aser. And even if you want to say a person makes a little bit of a mistake, still you should be able to eat close to the end of the 6th hour. And according to Abaye, in the Sefer Yehuda, that a person makes a mistake up to a half hour, then a person should be able to eat into what we call 6.5 hours. And if ultimately, again, and you hold that a person makes a mistake for, let's say, again, an hour and a little bit, you should be able to eat until the end of the fifth hour. In other words, why do they need to back it up? Here's the fundamental difference. Eidos, the assumption is when people are going to come and give testimony, so we assume that they're going to be proficient in the information that they are going to convey. That is what testimony requires. It requires a heightened degree of proficiency. Chametz is a prohibition that is observed by everyone. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, again, you have to allow for a margin of error. Because you allow for a margin of error, everyone agrees that there has to be a buffer before chametz becomes actually biblically prohibited. How much that buffer is, that's a machlokes. V'rav alib d'Rabbi Meir, tamar adam toa, shtei shavs chaser mashehu. So Rav is understanding of Rabbi Meir, who says that a person can make a mistake up to 2 hours. Metchilas chamesh lo nechol, you really shouldn't be able to eat chametz in the beginning of the fifth hour. Chamesh chama b'mizrach v'shevach chama ma'ariv. Here's the difference. People know the difference in time there because in the fifth hour, the sun is in the east, and by the 7:30, it's pivoted to the west. Ihachi b'shis nami nechol. If that's the case, you should be able to eat it during the sixth hour as well. Rav Adamar Ava, Gemara says, shis yoma b'karnosa. So remember, again, you can always tell the sixth hour. Why? Because in the sixth hour, the sun is literally in the middle of the sky. Ay, v'rava. V'rava aliba d'Rabbi Yehuda. But now again, using Rava's logic to Rabbi Yehuda, Tamar Adam Toa Shalosh Shos Chaser Mashahu, who says that a person can make a mistake up to a little bit less than 3 hours, Metchilas Arba Lo Nechol, you really shouldn't eat chametz in the beginning of the fourth hour. To which the Gemara says, Chomesh, Chamish chama b'mizrach v'sheva chama b'mayrav v'kol shekein arba. So already, as we said before, in the fifth hour the sun is in the east, seventh hour the sun is in the west, and all the more so the fourth hour, ultimately again the sun is even farther to the east. Iachi b'chamish nami lachol. That's the case. Shvi'ot eat chametz even during the fifth hour. Tirgum abaye li b'drava. Eidos Masur Lizrizim, Chametz Lakal Masur. Remember again, we keep coming back to this, that because Chametz is an Isser on everyone, therefore, Halacha Lemaisa, again, you have to create a buffer even for those who may not be as knowledgeable. But Rava says, Live Hainu Tamid Rabbi Yehuda, Ella Rabbi Yehuda Latameh, Da'amar Ein Bir Chametz Ella Srefa. So remember again, we're all talking about Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the only way to fulfill the mitzvah of bir chametz is through burning. Therefore, the yavule rabbanan shah achas lil kot ba'etz. And therefore, again, the rabbis gave the individual an extra hour to go ahead and collect wood. So therefore, again, during the fifth hour, you collect wood. And ultimately, again, and ultimately burn in the sixth. Ase Ravina Lurava, Am Rabbi Huda, Masai, when is this so? Bishilo Bishas Biuro. Ultimately, again, Aval Bishas Biuro Hashbasasa Bichal Dover. Somewhere says, 1 second. First of all, the Gemara says, when do we say ultimately again that Chametz has to be destroyed through burning? Only ultimately again at the actual time of beer. But, excuse me, not at the time of beer, only before the time of beer. When the actual time for destruction of chametz comes, destroy it any way you can. Rather, Rabbi, say what you have to say is that halacha l'maisa, the reason why the rabbi said, or the chazal said that you can't eat during the fifth hour is that we're afraid about a cloudy day. You may come to get confused. That's the case, that you're afraid about a cloudy day, then you shouldn't even be able to eat chametz during the fourth hour. And Rabbi, Arba Zman Su'udah L'Kolhi. It's different. The fourth hour, ultimately, again, is the time of Su'udah. That's the time when people normally have a meal. And therefore, Halacha L'Maisa, you want to allow people to finish up their chametz during that time. All right, we'll stop over here for today. Shkoyach, everyone.